Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? How you doing? Feel like it on the table. What's going on, everybody? It's Armand, and we are back with another what's going on, everybody? What up, everybody? Yes, it's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Absolutely. All right, so listen, we got to get into some things today. We have a lot to talk about. The call lines will be open. You know, today actually is a really, really, really good day. I was excited to do this topic. So let's jump right in. But before we start, if you are a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. But we will get through the show, okay? And if you are new, welcome and hello. Today, I'm feeling my little red cup vibes today. I'm feeling very red cup vibes, all right? So, we got to get into some things. There's some things I want to talk about. There's some things that, you know, we got to address. So, looks like our girl Wendy Williams has been making quite the statement with our other girl, Angela. So, Wendy Williams and Blac Chyna have been partying together, which is great. So if you don't know what happened or you just kind of want to do an update because you guys like, you know, we like to have the discussion here. So yesterday on Wendy Williams' show, Blac Chyna came onto the show because she was promoting something. She was promoting her reality TV show on Zeus Network, which we'll talk about in a second. But Blac Chyna had never been on Wendy Williams before, but Wendy Williams always talks about her all the time. And she, you know, she kind of drags Blac Chyna from time to time. And, you know, when Blac Chyna actually got onto the show, Blac Chyna looked very, very, very nervous, I will say. And, you know, I've seen Blac Chyna in person once, really up close. And, you know, she kind of seems to have that same kind of standoff energy. I actually seen her at ComplexCon when she was with Playboi Carti. Yeah, so the interview was good for me. I wish Wendy would have asked a little bit more in-depth questions because I kind of wanted to know, does Blac Chyna do a dating contract with some of these men? Because it seemed as though these guys seek her out for clout. They date her for a couple of months. They're seen with her in the media. And then, you know, the relationship is over. And then Blac Chyna never seems to feel any kind of way. So I wanted to know, you know, was that a business thing? Hopefully, while she's on this press tour, somebody will ask her that question because I really want to know, does she have a dating contract with a lot of these men? Now, as far as the interview in itself, we learned a lot. And I think that Wendy Williams took a special liking to Blac Chyna because Blac Chyna did not come across as like this confrontational, super Hollywood kind of being. She was very, she was nervous. And she had never been on TV before. Say what you want about Blac Chyna, but I mean, she is literally the side chick or the industry hoe, whatever you think. Think of her as, I mean, she's really setting the standard for the stripper hoe bitches, you know, to really become socialites. I mean, everybody's not going to have the Cardi B come up. But Blac Chyna really finds a way to stay relevant, to stay current. She does the dang thing when it comes to that. Blac Chyna has also really aligned herself well. Like, I, you know, she knows how to maneuver through Hollywood. And for some reason, whenever you feel like Blac Chyna is kind of falling off, she seems to just pop back up on you. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like a pimple. You think you get rid of it and then boom, there it is again. All right. So I liked the interview. I thought it was great. I have to be honest. Am I going to watch a Blac Chyna reality show on a network that I have to pay a subscription on? In the arena where I pay a lot of subscriptions monthly, I'm probably not going to watch Blac Chyna's reality TV show on Zeus unless it's something that starts to hit the media and hit the blogs like it's a must-see, a must-watch. I don't think that she's that entertaining for me to kind of watch her on a reality show. I think I'm perfectly fine watching her on Instagram from time to time and then seeing what the, you know, what people are saying about her in the blogs whenever there's a scandal. I really don't see myself watching a full Black China series unless it's something really worth watching. And I think that's why she's trying to get Tokyo Toni on there, because she knows, I mean, you got to have Tokyo on there. That's half of the storyline. I mean, these guys are not going to do it. We see Black China in and out of relationship with guys left and right. But nonetheless, I'm happy for her. I'm glad that she is resurfacing, doing her thing. Now, I want to shout out to my friends there on Facebook. Shout out to everybody watching here on YouTube. Now, as far as Wendy Williams and their relationship, I thought it was incredible that Wendy Williams actually did something different that she doesn't normally do. She actually gave out her phone number. You know, if you know Wendy, she always talks about how she doesn't give her phone number out. So she really must like Black China. And I think what she liked most about Black China is the fact that she could nurture Black China. Black China was not who she thought she was. Black China has a sense of vulnerability and a sense of green newness. With all the work and all the, you know, the tabloids, there's still something kind of green about Black China that Wendy Williams took a liking to. And, you know, Wendy's getting her groove back. And I think it was really, really dope. They look amazing in the photo. Wendy also talked about how they went out to eat. And, you know, I'm actually living for DJ Booth. DJ Booth went and paid for the dinner. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I still want to know how is DJ Booth so cool with Wendy, and Wendy, like, shits on Nicki Minaj, and DJ Booth is Wendy's, like, I mean, DJ Booth is like Nicki's like designated like DJ. But that's a totally different topic. But I think that it's great that she's going out, she's partying. And listen, Wendy, not for nothing, girl, you're kind of turning into a little bit of what you said Howard Stern was. Girl, you're fraternizing with the celebrities. You're becoming industry, girl. You're friends with Black China. Let me tell you something. That's really, I mean, Black China and Wendy Williams, that's something that I'm here for on both ends. Wendy Williams, she's looking hip, young, fly. You know, you're attaching yourself to Black China, which is a good look, because everybody knows if you want to be talked about, you want to be in, you want to be hip, you want some controversy, attach yourself to Black China. But Black China's no dummy either, because, you know, although she's hot, she's still not smoking hot. So why wouldn't she go attach herself to Wendy Williams? I mean, 1 + 1 is definitely equaling 2 here, and I'm living for it. So I'm happy for it, but here's the thing. I'm glad Wendy and her son have a great relationship. She talked about on the show how she took her nephew and how she took her son. I could only imagine her son looking at all the boobs, the boobation and the buttsation of Black China out and about. But, you know, I think that that's great that they're getting closer. He's supporting her through this thing with this divorce. You know, I can only imagine that it's hard on the son, but excuse me, they're getting through it. I also am here for Wendy being a little vulnerable and showing us that, yes, I am going out. I'm keeping myself busy. But a lot of it, I do think, because this is 22 years of marriage. So she does that is kind of, you know, just gone down the drain. So at this point, yes, she's having fun, but she's definitely hurting. And you can see it. She broke down a little bit and cried. And I could tell that she's hurting. She's in pain. But who wouldn't be? That's why she makes sure she stays busy every weekend and she's always doing something, because you can't sit in the house like that. You don't want to sit in the house while you're going through such a sloppy divorce that was, you know, very messy and you know, on a world stage. And so she has to go to work. She's sober now. She's trying to maintain her sanity. And I think that people are really reaching out to her, industry people that she never thought would reach out to her. You know, Tyler Perry has reached out to her. You know, many different celebrities are reaching out, showing their love and support for her, which I think is great, that people, no matter what they they recognize that there is a need there for support, and they are giving her the support. So shout out to that. But you know what's so interesting to me? That it's like, you know, it's almost like I'm looking at her, and I have to look at my own self and just other people in relationships, or even when I was in a relationship in the past or things like that, I have to look at myself like, hey, was I happier outside of a relationship or in a relationship? Because it seems like once you get out of the relationship, like, you start to become like this freed individual. You know what I mean? Like, all the things that you ever wanted to do, or the things that you used to do, or you once loved, like, for some reason, when you become single again, those things all come back. And it's kind of like, well, what does that mean when you're in a relationship? Are you that focused on the other individual to where, like, you just kind of lose yourself? So I'm looking at that like, wow. Because it's almost like, you know, she's got her mind, her body, her soul, everything has just been rejuvenated. And it makes you think, like, shit, was the marriage that bad? You know? Was it that bad? So let's take some callers and let's talk about it. But here's the thing, Wendy, if you're watching, I also wanted to mention, girl, I know you said you're rediscovering your love for men again. Don't fall so soon. But she was on the show, baby, talking today about how she like Indian men, Asian men, black men, white men. I could see her with like some billionaire, like Indian man, or some billionaire. I don't want to see her with no Chinese man. I'm not even going to hold you. I don't want to see her with no Chinese man, but I really don't want to see her with another black man. I want to see her with some, like, you know, some billion-dollar heiress or something. I don't know. Something just really just extravagant. Because, you know, she doesn't have 30 years left in this career, so I want her to go out on top, being the controversial queen, the iconic queen that she is, but then she marries, like, this really subdued, like, rich Indian man. I mean, that makes for a good story, man. All right. So let's take a couple of calls and let's get into it. Area code 203-555-15. You're live on the air. Can you hear me? Caller. Hold on, let me make sure. Y'all know how this thing goes. Sometimes they just, these callers be. Okay, let's see. Caller, hello? Okay, I just don't think that they're ready. All right, so we got an empty queue. So this, if you guys would like to call, this is the time to call. Let me post it on Facebook, too, if people want to call. Okay. So, yeah, like I was watching and enjoy. And I think the ratings for the show, honestly, are probably at its all-time high, especially since now most of us watch the show just to see what she's going to say in regards to herself. Like, she's more entertaining as a hot topic than the actual hot topics are. People are saying she needs a rich man. Let me see what some of you guys are saying in the comments. Nobody wants to call today, huh? Well, that's good for me. That means we won't have to be on very long. Oh, somebody talking about they both do nose candy, a legend. Nose recognize nose, but shout out to the both of them. Come on. Let's not do that. Not nose recognize nose. Listen, I'm here for Black China and the Wendy Williams link up. So if you're not here for it, you're being a little bit of a hater. Nobody has been talking about Black China for a while, so this was a very strategic move for her to go link up with Wendy, which I thought was great. And she's promoting this show on Zeus, but that I'm not going to watch, like I said. Let's see what some more people say. Okay, now we got some people that want to talk because I'm going to wrap it up. Area code 682-9686 live on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's going
Hello?
On? Yes.
Hey, it's good. I was super excited because I've always liked Black China. I've always loved her, like, from the get-go with Tiger and all that mess. But I was so excited when she got to Wendy, and she was, like, super nice to her. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. And I liked the fact – I didn't watch Wendy today. I didn't get a chance to yet. But I liked the fact that they actually, you know, went out and partied with each other.
Mm-hmm. That's super, super dope. Yeah, and, you know, we learned a lot about Black China in the Tiger situation. That was unfortunate. And she didn't want to say that Tiger had been fucking Kylie in the interview. She was like, no, they were dating. They weren't kissing, but I know for sure they were together. I still feel like Black China got with Rob to spite Kylie Jenner.
A little bit.
But I'm still here for that. I'm still here for it. So shout out to that.
Yeah, but people always hate on her, but she been a boss bitch. They keep talking about how she live off these men and all this other stuff, but she been had her own money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be confused on that, but I've always liked her, and I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller. 724-5480, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
You are my super duper favorite.
Thank you.
You know, me and Wendy Williams are around the same age. So
okay.
I'm really digging how she's flowing out here now, how she's letting her hair down, how she's having fun, and blasting that old corny dude that she was with. I'm loving every piece of it. I haven't watched Wendy Williams in years.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like back on her tip. I am loving her. I'm loving how she's out here so much. I'm just so proud of her. And one thing I am really happy about is that how people are backing her up on this, how people are loving her, showing her affection, you know, giving her amps, you know, let her move forward so she'll be a happy, better place. So I'm really happy about that. Very stoked. Very, very stoked.
Yes. Are you married yourself?
Divorced, just like her.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And as an older woman, to be out there redating again, it's kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying? And reinventing yourself again, it's kind of difficult. But when you have people that have your back and support you, you know what I'm saying? And you can go out there and just shine and do your thing.
Absolutely.
I am so proud of her. I am so proud. Like, I am loving this chick so daggone much that I can't wait to get to New York to meet her ass and buy her a damn drink. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Thank you, caller.
All right, darling. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, let's take another call. 973-7761. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so I actually ran into Wendy Williams a couple years ago in Livingston, New Jersey, when I used to live out in that area. And she was an evil bitch. I hated
really?
Meeting her in person. Yes, she was. I'm not even gonna like go into all the details, but she just was.
No, cool. Please do. Give me a little detail. Give us a bit. What happened?
Okay, well, it wasn't anything that was like really that big of a deal. But I was at the Wells Fargo Bank in Livingston, New Jersey, on my lunch break. I think it was like on a Friday. You know, they don't record the show on Fridays, so you know, she's at the bank, you know, doing something for her son. And, you know, everybody in the bank pretty much knew who she was, but, you know, nobody really said anything. So, you know, when she walked past me, I whispered to her, said, "Hi, Miss Wendy." And she, like, gave me the elevator eyes. She rolled her eyes at me and everything. Like, basically just trying to say, "Bitch, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. You know, act like you don't know me." And she just, like, gave me these evil glares the whole time that I was there. I thought it was really, you know, kind of extra and unnecessary.
Oh, wow.
But now that I hear that everything that she went through, you know, in her home and all that kind of stuff, I can understand, you know, why she would be so, you know, miserable. But anyway,
yes.
I was actually calling to say, you know, even despite that, I'm still so happy for her that she's, like, leaving that crazy man. And, you know, especially after since she said in her book, you know, that the only way she would, like, leave her husband is if he had a baby with someone outside of the marriage. So, you know,
right.
When that scandal popped up, I'm just waiting around, like, you know, just ticking. Like, okay, girl, so when are you leaving? You know, although
right.
I personally think she shouldn't have stayed through all of that, I'm so happy that she, you know, found her courage to, you know, to get up and start life over. Because it's never too late to start a new life, you know.
It's never too late. And you know what, Carly? It says a lot about your character, too, because you're willing to forgive. And, you know, Wendy is one of those people that I want to meet so bad, but I'm scared to meet. Like, she's one of those celebrities. Her, Nicki Minaj, and there's a couple more, but those two are the main ones because they're one of my favorite celebrities. So I'm scared to meet them because, you know, in our head, we think that we know them, but they don't know us.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, they might not be having a good day, and, you know, they might treat us like shit. And so I'm so fearful for meeting her that she is going to be not what I wanted to see, and I'm not going to like her. So, like, I really want to meet Wendy, but I'm nervous about it. But, you know, I'm glad that you were able to, you know, have a different opinion, even though she kind of was a little rude to you. Maybe you should go to the show.
I have been to the show. I've been to the show twice, so that's why I was so excited to see her in person. You know,
because
I was a big
supporter. You've been there.
I've been watching her for so long. Yeah. And I was, like, a lot younger at the time, too. I think I was, like, 19, 20 years old, like, somewhere around that age. So it was, like, a little bit more heartbreaking for me to meet someone who, like, I idolized like that. And I literally just said hello, and they rolled their eyes at me and did all that extra stuff. But, you know, after that experience, I stopped. It made me stop speaking to celebrities when I saw them in person because I didn't want to have, like, that feeling of rejection, you know? But,
yes.
You know, I think it really just depends on the day. There's some celebrities that are super cool, and there's some that aren't. So, you know, I wouldn't take it personal anymore, you know?
All right. Thank you, caller.
No, don't be afraid to say hi. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, let's take a couple more. Area code 313-5851. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Oh, hey, Armand. Okay,
hi.
So first off, I just want to start by saying that I totally agree with you saying that Wendy would be good with a white guy. For one, I think that he would really appreciate, like, her physique. you get what I'm saying? And secondly, actually, I had a question for you. I was just wondering, do you believe the whole dissolving of the Hunter Foundation? Do you believe there was even a real Hunter Foundation? Because I have never heard her speak on the Hunter Foundation, or at least not as it relates to drugs or anything. I personally believe that this Hunter Foundation that may have started some years ago, I think they pulled some old slick shit and changed the name. Because if you remember, she was saying something about her going into rehab, and, you know, she was kind of trying to understand what it was like, and she had never formally went to, like, a rehabilitation, a bunch of bullshit, like, stupid. But what do you think about that?
You know, I don't really know too much about the Hunter Foundation, but I think that the Hunter Foundation was a real thing, because I feel like they used to do stuff like every summer and give back to kids and families. And I think she even showed one time her going back and giving back to, like, little girls and group homes. She, like, showed it on her show. So I definitely think the Hunter Foundation was a real thing. But I felt like she might have dissolved it because she's not going to be Wendy Williams Hunter anymore. And then they both own that. So I just kind of feel like she's more so I just want to be done with everything. We don't need any more connections. We don't need any more ties. I'll open up or I'll do my own thing. Because that was a business that her and her husband could build together. That's something that you do when you're in a relationship. Yes, they had the Wendy Williams show. Yes, he was her manager. But the Hunter Foundation, you know, she made it his last name. It was probably predominantly, you know, for him. You get what I'm saying? And she was just like the money and the face for it. And I think, yeah, I think she did good by dissolving it. I think it was a real thing. Like, she's shown doing charitable events and stuff with the foundation.
I don't doubt that, you know, there was a Hunter Foundation initially, but I'm just questioning. Because, I mean, as far as the whole drug aspect of it was kind of like, you know, oh, you know, here's this 1-800 number. If you or somebody else is struggling, blah, 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 you know, give us a call. We can help you. I kind of felt like it was the overplay for the, or the underplay for the overplay. Like, it wasn't like a real thing. I'm not saying that she didn't have like the Hunter Foundation at one point or another, but I just really do believe that they might have pulled like some slick shit, you know, like, okay, well, here, this is what we're going to do. You know, we're going to say this and we're going to say that, because she went on.
But what would
they
get out of that?
I just think that the fact, as far as like what they would get out of, I think that it was just another way to kind of like pull, you know, the wool over our eyes, because even when she first came back to TV, you remember she never really said that she relapsed or anything. She just kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, oh, well, you know, I never formally went through rehab. You know, I just want to know what it's like for my brothers and sisters. And, you know, if you and somebody else, you know, reach out to the Hunter Foundation. I don't know what the purpose was. Like I said, I just think that she just kind of poured it on extremely thick, you know, just to kind of make it seem like it was something that it really wasn't. I don't know. It just seems a little bit fictitious to me, but I don't know. That's just my opinion.
All right. Thank you,
but
Carly.
Thank
hey, your opinion
but thank
matters.
Thank you for coming back. We miss you. We miss you on,
yes,
on YouTube.
I know
so
we
been,
have. I mean,
been
I've been on here. I've been on here, but you know what? We haven't done a live Wendy update in a while, so that's why I'm here today going live, because you guys, when I drop the regular videos, the little short ones, you guys like them, but you guys like the live video. So that's why I'm here live. And, you know, we like to talk Wendy live. So thanks for supporting the show and thanks for watching.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take another caller. All right. Area code 202-5541. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. How are you?
Yeah. Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the China interview on Wendy's show, and I'm just so happy that Wendy is in a happy space. Kudos to her, you know. She's reclaiming her time, you know. And I felt like her husband was like a monkey on her back, you know. He was restraining her from having friends, and he was keeping her isolated from doing normal stuff. So now she's, you know, in a happier space, and, you know, she's really living. So I'm just happy, you know, for her and her son. You know, they seem to be bonding, and, you know, so it's just a good thing. I wish her all the best, and I wish you the best as well.
Thank you so much. Yes, we love the positivity. Thank you. You know, it's something to be said about people that can actually speak positive. You know, everything doesn't have to be about this scandal. So I appreciate the 900 something people that are on here watching us on YouTube and, you know, being happy and celebratory for these two women, because there's so much that people only seem to come for the drama and the mess of it all. But, you know, we are here discussing a woman who has literally lost her marriage in front of the world. You know, lost her husband in front of the world. He's had a baby on her. She's went and fainted on stage. Like, Wendy has went through a lot publicly. Even though, so, like, and here's the thing. Yes, I understand that, you know, she has done a lot, said a lot about a lot of people. But listen, she's gotten her karma, people. Like, I mean, the lady has passed out on stage. The lady has had to leave her show. The lady has had a man have a whole baby on her. I mean, I don't wish turmoil on her for the rest of her life. And, you know, it's really good that a lot of you all have nice things to say and are very supportive, because you never know who is watching this and who is being uplifted and motivated by the story. I also want to make a shout out to my moderator, Ricardo, for dropping me some $1,000, you know, we, you know, this might sound like we might have to do a little, you know, we just got dropped some dollars, you know. It, you know, we got to appreciate the people that give to the service, okay? 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 He says, the bill's got to be paid, and he ain't never lied. Here's a little something to put on the internet bill. Hey! Okay. Uh-oh, I want to shout out to Rainy T. Rodriguez for the super chat. Thank you. She says, glad I caught you live on the East Coast. Thank you. All right, guys, I want to just say shout out to you guys all. Thank you for supporting the channel, you know, with your donations and your super chats and things like that. Everything you guys donate, it literally goes back into the growth of the channel. So hopefully you guys take notice to that. All right. Let's take a couple more calls and then we're going to ride on out. Nine seven three eight seven nine nine. You're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. I can't believe I'm on. Well, I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. Oh my gosh, I look at your show all the time. I'm a new member, like last week, and I love it. Love your show. Love your content. Wendy, I'm really happy for Wendy Williams that you know she's getting the divorce. I was like, I was a little worried because I'm thinking, okay, you know, he's going to drive her crazy and then, you know, there's something bad going to happen. But I'm really glad that everything's working out for her. I live in New York, in New Jersey. I never went to her show yet because, like you, I'm a big fan and I don't know if she's going to shade me or not. So I'm like, I don't know, girl. Mm-mm. I don't think I'm going to stay on the show. I don't think I'm going to do all of that, you know. Plus, I got to work and get some coins. So I really can't do it.
Right.
But, you know, I really love her. I'm really, you know, glad for her. And I'm surprised. I'm Black China. I'm like, okay. But one thing I want to say, you're right. When you get a divorce, because I've been divorced before, you do kind of, like, want to go out there and start doing all kind of crazy. I don't know what the hell. It's like certain things you'll be like, you know what? I would take that trip if I wasn't with this nigga. Now that you divorced him, you just want to just do all kind of stuff. Taking trips, getting hit. Or you'd be like, okay, lose your mind. See, this is what I'm saying. When you're married, it kind of keeps you together because you kind of like, okay, you know what? I can't do certain things. But then when the divorce comes, your girlfriends come, they'd be like, bitch, let's go. And then, you know, before you know it, I might be out there where you at.
Right.
Like, come on, let me in. You know, like, because you just want to go everywhere, fly everywhere, just do some kind of all kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, I got another side of me that my husband don't know about. You know, like, there's certain things I know that he just can't understand. But me and you can be like, he can't talk, and you know the real me. So when you divorce, everybody be like, girl, we know the real you. Let's go. Let's make this happen. And that's it.
Well, what are some things that your husband doesn't know about? Now I'm interested. Like, what are some things that your husband asked?
Well, you know, he ain't going to watch this show. But don't get me in trouble. Okay, all right. So my side of me is like, you know, I can just be there's certain things that I would not always agree with, you know, that he may think that he want to do. I'm just more open and more outgoing. I'm always
just
like the person that will, like, speak to everybody.
Spit it out.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Just give us a little bit. Just an inch.
Well, do I still like to smoke weed sometimes? Hell yeah. Okay, do I still wish I could drink sometimes? Oh, hell yeah. You know, but I just can't do
that,
you know? So,
it's okay.
You know, I don't
do
that.
You're in a safe place.
So,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me feel safe on that. So, yeah, it's something. Do I still want to dress scandalous sometimes? Oh, hell yeah. Even though I dress very modest, you know. Oh, yeah, I'll be like, okay.
So here's how you do this. How long have you been married?
Oh, my God. Like, 10 years to him. I've been married my whole life, to be honest. I was married since I was 21, but I had, like, 3 different marriages. So this is the best marriage I have. So I try to, like, really stick with it because Lord knows if this ends, I'm not going to do it no more. So I'm done.
Okay, so this is what you do. So he may not let you do the smoking of the weed. I don't know. But you can still probably have a little bit of a drink. And here's the thing. You guys go out on maybe your anniversary or you guys go on a date night. somewhere, and then you dress really, really sexy for him on the date night. Like, and you let him know, like, you know, I kind of want to wear something.
Yeah.
And then here's how you do it. You go somewhere where nobody knows you and nobody knows him. Like, you guys go on like a vacation.
Right.
Like, and then you can just be whoever you are, whoever you want to be. Do some things that nobody will ever know about but you and him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you guys may need to reignite that flame. There's nothing wrong with reigniting that flame, especially in a city or, better yet, a country that no one knows you. Like, if you guys can go out of the country and you can just be the biggest whore that you want to be for your man, who's going to know?
That is true. That's right. Me and him, that's about it. Yeah, I will definitely take a I'm interested in that. And we need a good vacation, so I think he will let me go. Cause he always be like, I know it's another side of you. He'd be like, well, stay out of trouble when I'm not there. I'd be like, really? Oh my gosh, because he works out of town. So when he comes home, he's like, stay out of trouble. I'd be like, I'm ordering sexy shit. I'm on Sephora ordering stuff. I like to keep myself made up. Hair is still done. Don't let the quinoa fool you. Yes, I'm Muslim, but don't let it fool you. I'm still the same person. Hello. People that know me know that. You know, like, I'm still going to be who I am. I can get along with anybody. So, yes, it's another side creeping out. It's so hard to keep it together. But, yeah, I just like to be myself. So, I know, if you wasn't, like, she's not married now, she getting a divorce, it does bring out that side of you. And it's like, Lord have mercy. You really have to keep it together. And you don't want to be sleeping around with everybody. You just got to tame it. Because when it come out, you'd be like, I'm ready to drop it.
But I think a piece of that also comes to, too, it's just like, you know, in your relationship, there's got to be a little give and take. And you got to kind of tell him, listen, there is another side of me. And I like to get a little frisky. And I like to be a little free. And I like to, you know. And so he needs to allow you to have some of that because you're still an individual before you are, you know, someone's wife. You
and
still want to be an individual.
Really
you only get one life to live. You only get one life to live. And you don't want to be fucking bored and miserable in a marriage just because, and you can't be yourself. Like, you want to be yourself within the marriage. Okay?
Yeah, you have to, because it ain't like you can come back and do it over. Okay? So you might have to just do it now. Get out what you're going to do right now, because ain't going to be nobody's fault but your own at the end of the day, you know? So,
yes.
You're right about that. Thank you
so
much.
Carla.
I love your show. I think you're so positive, and just keep doing what you're doing. Love it.
All right. Thank you. Bye. I want to shout out to my girl Parker Lynn for the super chat. Shout out to you, girl. She's, you know, told a lot of people about the show. Very much so a supporter of the show. Thank you, girl. Shout out to you. Love you. All right. Let's take a couple more. All right. 503-7658, you're live
on
the air.
I'm on, Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
It's a party.
Oh, my God. I love you. Oh, my God, I love you. I love your channel. I've been watching for, like, a month now, and I love your channel. I adore you so much. Like, my
favorite. Thank you.
And I want to say about Wendy, I want to say before all this, like when the marriage scandal and stuff happened, I was getting tired of her. Like I felt like she was dying down. But ever since she left that nigga and dumped that nigga to the side, she's been doing better. She been on her P's and Q's. She been coming to work with a positive attitude. Everything has been tip top. And I just love the new Wendy, you know?
Yes. And I think that you're right.
Like, and I love the Black China and Wendy interview. I think it was amazing how she made China feel welcome because China's always so used to being judged, you know? She's always so used to being, like, shamed for being herself. And Wendy made her feel comfortable. When she came out, she didn't make China feel uncomfortable. She didn't make China feel unwanted. She made China feel like, you know what? We love you, we accept you, and you're more than what we see on the internet. And that's what I love about her, and she completely gained all my respect back. I love Wendy. I hope she keeps on pushing forward because I love the new attitude. I love the new look. I love the new vibe she's bringing. And it's like the old Wendy all over again. So that's all I wanted to say, and I love you so much. And Wendy,
keep
going, mamas.
Bye.
Thank you. Love you.
See ya. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
You know what? I hate to do this, but there's like this thing on my hat, like right here, that was like killing me. Ah, I finally got it. Ah. I love you all. Hey. Okay. All right. It's a good day, everybody. It's a good day out there. Listen, you have to make sure that you count your wins. Every day is not a good day, but today is a good day, okay? If you didn't know it, I'm here to tell you today is a good day. All right, let's take another caller. 915-7289, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 850-3899, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Armand?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm fairly new to your channel. I subscribed, I think, last week or so, and I must say that I absolutely love your content. I love
Thank
your delivery,
you.
And everything about you is just surpass all the other YouTubers, I must say. I love your channel more so. I seriously love looking at your channel more so than the other YouTubers. And
okay,
that's pretty much what puts me in the realm of loving Wendy. I love Wendy Williams. I'm always a fan. Like, she, regardless of what anybody say about the things that she say and she does, it's her job. She gets paid to report how she reports. So she's not going to make the type of money that she's making if she's always being positive. Like, to be honest, we all gossip. We just don't have that platform that she has. And since, you know, she's veering away from Kevin, I honestly think that Wendy is doing much better. You know, she looks better. She has a different glow about her. So I'm extremely happy about that. I'm glad
yes.
she's getting herself together. And it's just a good look because overall, you know, we don't know what happened in their marriage. I'm quite sure she wasn't, you know, an angel. But the things that he's done is just, it's just gone to a point of no return. And sometimes you have to just throw in the towel and just let a motherfucker go. I'm sorry for cussing, but
absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and I'm here with you on that. I agree.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and just continue to take so much disrespect. Like, and when you go and you get a baby, my boyfriend, he bring home a baby on me, his ass is good and gone out the door. You, your baby mama, have a good day, good life, see you, bye. And the thing
bye.
About the new Wendy and how she's, you know, just wanting to get out there and expand her, you know, just explore and get back to the old her, I think that's a great thing to do because when you get into a relationship, when you get married, somehow or another, I don't know why, but women feel like they have to, you know, tone it down to, you know, fit the idea of the perfect wife, where
mm-hmm.
that man, he's going to continue to do what the hell he want to do. I doubt he's going to stop smoking, drinking, partying, but, you know, laying up, he's going to do what he want to do. But, you know, I'm glad that Wendy's back to herself. I'm glad that she's, you know, enjoying life, and I know that when she gets home, it's kind of difficult. I know she thinks about it, but, you know, as time go on, let him have that lady and that baby and just, you know, she's going to be okay. But you
Thank
are,
you, caller.
You in your show.
Thank you so much for the support, and thanks for subscribing. Tell a friend. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. We're going to probably do one more. Shout out to Yolanda. There was another person that left the donation. Sorry I didn't get to it fast enough. But shout out to Yolanda. She says, Armand, I like when you say, what's going on? Yes. 854-1439. You are live on the air.
Thank you for going live. I'm really enjoying your content.
Yes, thank you for calling in and supporting the show.
I wanted to talk about Wendy. I'm just as happy for Wendy as everyone else that she left that creep. But I feel like we're all forgetting that she's fresh out of rehab. She's a former crackhead. And she really
okay.
shouldn't be going out in the town with Black China and everybody else. She should be home focusing on her sobriety.
Oh, okay. Let's unpack that for a second. Let's unpack that. I think that, you know, I've never been in a sober house, so I don't know. But one can only imagine going to work every day on a public platform and then going home to a sober house, being in bed by 10 o'clock, but with no phone, no TV, nothing, you just there with your thoughts. I think that she's pretty focused. And then she's went through a divorce. So I think that if she goes, if she just sits at home, it could actually have the reverse effect on her than what you may think. I think it actually could be more harmful for her to just sit inside and reflect on the fact that she, her husband has had a baby with another woman and her relationship of 22 years has gone down the drain, and how many relationships that she could have possibly burnt by being with this guy. And so I think, to me, that would drive me more to drink than hanging out with Black China, you know, having dinner at a Mediterranean restaurant. What do you think?
I think it's safe to say that the people at the sober house would tell her that she should probably stay away from those type of situations, going out, being places where people are drinking and partying and having a good time, and she should probably just, you know, focus on herself right now and not the social life.
All right, caller, you're not fucking around. You're not playing any games. But listen, you have a good point there, because, you know, you could be tempted to drink. Because if you're out and about, you could possibly be tempted. But she's in the middle of a catch-22. It's kind of like, yes, she probably shouldn't be out, but at the same time, should she really be in? Because, you know, she is going through a lonely time.
Well, she has the rest of her life to have fun and party and date. I just feel like it's kind of soon. She's fresh out of rehab.
I agree. All right. Thank you, caller.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to Skywarp, a.k.a. Brant.
Okay, thank you. Shout out to Skywarp, Grant. All right, bye.
Bye bye.
She was serious about that. Okay, she wasn't fucking around. Shout out to Ricardo wants to drop the beat again. Okay, shout out to the super chat. Ooh. Hey! Okay, okay, okay! Oh... That last caller was something else, huh? She wasn't effing around with nobody, okay? Let's take another caller. Don't you do that. 347-5404, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm calling from New York. I don't know if you remember, but I spoke to you last week about Wendy Williams, and I told you how she was looking better, her wigs was looking better, and, you know, she was moving on with her life. Now, I agree
right.
with that last caller to a certain extent. What Wendy is showing is that she's stronger than her addiction. She,
mm-hmm.
What she went through in her marriage broke her, and I believe that's what caused her to relapse. Now, she's always been upfront with saying she did cocaine. So I don't agree with the lady calling her a crackhead. Don't call her a crackhead, because she wasn't a crackhead. She was a cokehead, and she owns
mm-hmm.
that. I don't think her going out and being around other people doing it was at a Mediterranean restaurant.
Right.
Sure, there was probably wine and alcohol there, but she's showing strength. She's showing that I can go out. I can socialize. She went to a ball. Do you know how much, Armand, you know how to see this. There's lots of things that happens at balls. She was
right.
up and perky and right back at work Monday morning, letting us know how the ball went, and she's just living her life right now. She
yes.
is doing it big. She looked sad last night. I think that's one of the best pictures that she's taken
yes.
that we've seen with Black China last night. Like, she looked flawless.
Right.
She looks happy.
Yes. I agree.
And then I like
Did
the way she
the
opened
ball?
Up today when she broke down. And let us know that, you know, it's not easy. Uh-huh. It might be a facade that she's putting up, but she's living her life. No, it's not easy. Yeah, it hurts. It's 22 years gone.
Yes.
But today was a great show. Every day, for I would say for the last week and a half, she's really been opening up to us and letting us know, like, listen, the same way I could talk about everyone else, I'm tired of reading about it in the blogs and sitting here in front of the audience and not saying anything.
Yeah.
So she's become more transparent to her viewers, and that's why her ratings are skyrocketing, her life is skyrocketing, and I believe she's just going to flourish.
Yes. All right. Did you go to the bar?
No, I didn't go. I wanted to go, but I didn't go. Those things carry, okay? It's too long.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thanks, Amon.
Bye. All right, guys. So that's going to wrap us up here. If you didn't make it through,